What's next for Councillor Healy now, tell us.
Well, what's next is, listen, as this is, you all know me well, I'm a community-based man. I think that I need to get out into more communities and help them more. I'm stretching myself as it is.
In other counties as well, would you think?
Yeah? Well, not in any other counties as such. I don't know what you're aiming at.
No, you know exactly what I'm aiming at. You'd have loftier ambitions, to put it that way.
Listen, anyone in life, doesn't mean if you don't have ambitions, you're going over. Doesn't mean I always had ambitions, doesn't mean even from day one when I was involved with football or anything like that. You always go to win and you always go to do your best. And it doesn't matter what you go at in life, doesn't mean, and that goes to, doesn't mean we have students that sit in the exams at the moment. Doesn't mean the most important thing is that you put in your very best efforts. People will reward you if you do. And as I says, it has shown here, this is my third time now to be elected, that I've worked hard and people are giving me the rewards back.
Yeah. So has your time come to be nominated as a Sinn Féin general election candidate then, Thomas?
That won't be down to me, Niall. That'll be down to the party and that who will elect.
But you wouldn't rule it out.
No, look, I think anyone would be daft to rule Anthony out. Which mean, as I says, if I'm given the opportunity, I'm proud to represent Sinn Féin at a local level. And if the opportunity comes for me to represent him at a national level, I'll do that as well.
All right, okay, well done again. We'll talk to you later on.